Hi, everybody. Before we get going, we're recording this, so if you could turn your cell phones on to vibrate or silent mode or something, that would be of value. My name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of Science at McGill, or as I sometimes say, I'm still the Dean of Science at McGill. Welcome to our 9th annual Faculty of Science Undergraduate Research Conference. Welcome to the students, to the supervisors, to valued guests, and I hope to be able to talk to a few people afterwards at the reception outside after Professor Small's talk. If there's an underlying core value that we have in our faculty, an underlying core reason that we stayed strong for so many years, is the quality of the undergraduates we have here. We have the quality of undergraduates, which I would say is second to none in our country, which means as good as we have anywhere in the world. I just came from another reception, and where people milled around, looked at these posters, and they said these are the quality you would see from students who are doing their master's and their PhD. And that's true, you know. It's without exaggeration. That's the quality of work that's being done here. Some of the posters were on development of a method to estimate lake volumes from surrounding topographic information at a global scale, examining the impact of dental caries in early childhood, robot exploration, pharmacological characterization of a reinforcer-enhancing effect of nicotine, you know, all sorts of stuff, all over the place. I talked to one person for a little while. I didn't talk to that many people so far, but about bees and parasitic actions on bees and the effects of climate change on that. Well, over the last 15 years or so, McGill has been energized by a remarkable infusion of new talent, so I'm glad that people are able to work with the new professors that we've attracted here over that time. I've been at McGill since 1986, and I've never seen a greater potential for our school. This excellence is embodied in the work of the undergraduate students we're celebrating here today. Their work is a very tangible expression of our basic mission. We create knowledge to make a better world. I'd now like to invite Associate Dean Vicki Caspi to announce the prizes.
Good afternoon. My name is Vicki Caspi, and I'm the Associate Dean for Research and Graduate Education in the Faculty of Science. It's my pleasure to announce the winners of the Undergraduate Research Conference. Here is how it will work. Today, we will give our prize winners a diploma, and later, we will send cash prizes to the winners. There's 7 categories. The second prize in each category will be $150, and the first prize will be $300. To the prize winners, please come on stage when your name is called. Dr. Small and Dean Grant will distribute the conference prizes. And when you are shaking hands, please wait for the photographer who will take several pictures. Then please continue across the stage, but wait at the edge. Please do not return to your seat just yet, because after all the prizes are awarded, we will take a group photo. Okay, without further ado, here are the prize winners. For Earth System Science, second prize to Mathis Messager, for a project called Development of a Method to Estimate Lake Volumes from Surrounding Topographic Information at a Global Scale. The supervisor for this work is Professor Bernard Lenner from the Department of Geography. Okay, while the pictures are being taken, the first prize in Earth System Science goes to Carolyn Aubrey Wake for a project. Go ahead, you can clap. The project is called Response of Glacier Mass Balance and Discharge to Future Climate Change, Upper Susitna Basin, thank you, Alaska. The Professor Regine Hawk is a supervisor nominated by the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences. Congratulations. Okay, in health and social science. The second prize goes to Saskia Ferrar. Saskia. The project is Psychosocial Predictors of Quality of Life and Dyadic Adjustment in Men with Peyronie's Disease. Professor Irving Binnick, supervisor. Department of Psychology. Okay, and the first prize goes to Mark Safran. Mark. The project is Fear of Missing Out, Prevalence, Dynamics, and Consequences of FOMO. Supervisor Dr. Richard Kessner in the Department of Psychology. Okay, in Organismal and Biological Sciences, second prize to Lou Beaulieu-Laroche. For reduced V16 melanoma cells growth upon circadian rhythm induction in vitro. Supervisor Professor Nicholas Sirmakian.
Congratulations.
Department of Physiology. Okay. And the first prize is to Bojing Jia. I hope I got that right. I guess so. Project is called Click Imaging of Cells, Pressing Cells into Focus. Supervisors Claire M. Brown and Sabrina Leslie from the Department of Physiology and Physics, I think. Congratulations. Okay, in the physical sciences, second prize goes to Laura Swain. Laura? For project Pneumatically Controlled Single-Use Valve on a Centrifugal Microfluidic Disc Device. Professor Eric Salen, supervisor from the Department of Chemistry. And the first prize in physical sciences goes to Danielle Berard, project Convex Lens-Induced Nanochannel Templating. Professor Sabrina Leslie and Professor Walter Reisner from the Department of Physics. Congratulations. Okay, in medical sciences, second prize to Joseph Yang. Joseph Yang. The project is called Knee Deep in Water, Aquaporin 9 and Cartilage Damage. Supervisor Dr. Benjamin Allman from the Department of Microbiology and Immunology. Congratulations. Okay, and the first prize in medical sciences goes to Doran Satanov. Okay. For pharmacological characterization of a reinforcer enhancing effect of nicotine. Congratulations. Professor Paul Clark, supervisor in the Department of Pharmacology and Therapeutics. Okay, in mathematical and computational sciences, second prize to Adam Watts. Do I have that right? Adam Benny Watts. Did I get it right? Good. The project is Benefits of Random Copying in a Network of N-Armed Bandits. Professor Doina Prickup, supervisor in computer science. Congratulations. Okay, and the first prize in mathematical and computational sciences goes to Olivier Martin and Mathilde Gerbelli-Gauthier. For project 2, perspectives on mod P and p-adic Galois representations, Supervisor Professor Henri Darmon from Department of Mathematics and Statistics. Congratulations. Okay, in cellular and molecular biology, second prize goes to Dagan Sitt. I say that. Okay. For a project called Development of a High Throughput Genome-Wide Screen of Virulence-Related Genes in Pseudomonas aeruginosa. Using the, something that I'm sure I cannot pronounce. Sorry. I'll try. Sanarhabitis. Professors Fred Ossibel and Natalia Kirienko, supervisors. Congratulations. Sorry, I butchered. Say it. Go.
Oh. It's actually spelled wrong, but you can just say it's C. elegans. No one says a full.
Okay. Well, anyway, sorry about that. That was the Department of Microbiology and Immunology. Okay, and the first prize goes to Avital Horowitz. For back suppressor, human septin 7 and its yeast ortholog CDC 10 are capable of resisting copper-mediated cell death in yeast. Congratulations. Supervisors Craig Mandato and Dr. Michael Greenwood from the Department of Anatomy and Cell Biology. Prize winners, okay. Prize winners, everybody should be on the stage for a group picture with Dean Grant and Dr. Small. I'm going to take a group picture right now. Congratulations to all the prize winners.